主啊，他主to mention a little bit the benefits of reciting mantra, the compassion Buddha. From the last, from the yesterday's introduction, just to mention that one or two things from that. So, what I mentioned yesterday is the fundamental or the basic meaning of what means the result dhyana, or the vehicle of the result. that didn't contain those particular important, greatest skills of the highest tantra, those important points, what by practicing highest tantra, how it makes to achieve full enlightenment in a brief lifetime of dictionary time, that those part wasn't mentioned. however, so why the secret mantra, the Vajrayana, is called result? One way to understand is that and the Paramedhyana is called the vehicle of the cause. No matter the even the highest tantra practice, the meditation chakras, the wind drops and so forth, no matter how it is highest, you know, highest or more secret, whether it's called a completion stage, whether it's called graduate completion state, or what is called a dzogchen, and meaning that has, you know, however, probably there may be different different explanations of what it means, but however, the ultimate meaning, the highest, those say means of actualizing the. The clear light and those, so with the extremely subtle mind, the wisdom, the wisdom and the blissfulness. However, that without without the attitude, the mind which practices tantra, if that mind is not qualified to renunciation of samsara, bodhicitta, and emptiness, without any of these, then the tantra, without these, that which I explained in the Lambram teaching, that was explained in the Paramedhyana path in the sutra, without the mind which practices tantra, if it is not qualified to, if it is not possessed by any of this thought, you know, this positive, you know, pure thought, then the highest tantra which one practices, whether it's a dogma or dzogchen or whatever, that it cannot, there's danger even they can become cause of the lower realms. There's danger that, for example, without renunciation, which means without renunciation even to this life, the mind which practices that is not even the, is not free, is not the healthy mind, peaceful or the free mind, mind that which is free from the attachment, the clinging to this life. So one practice without renunciation, even to this life, without renouncing the attachment, clinging to this life, without renunciation, then the highest tantra which one practices, it can become, that meditation can become cause of cause of obtaining, instead of obtaining liberation, enlightenment, and not even becoming cause of obtaining happiness life after this, even good rebirth next life. As there happened many stories in the in the Lamrim teachings, so like that. So that without Lamrim, the practice of Tantra become dangerous. So generally, somebody who is practicing, somebody who like very much to practice Tantra, who is very interested to practice Tantra, should have a strong, it's extremely important, I think, that should have a very strong practice of Lamrim. Otherwise, it can become an obstacle, even once on the fundamental practices. It can become an obstacle to practice the three higher trainings, the higher training of the morality and so forth, you see. So to practice those high tantra, then one needs very strong, lamrim, so that without danger one can practice tantra without any obstacles, and that it, one can without an obstacle, and then one can complete the realization of the tantra path. With the support of Lamrim, with the foundation of Lamrim, then the Tantra path can be, that Tantra path can be completed. That the Tantra path can become, then it becomes cause to achieve enlightenment. as it's practiced with the Lamrim, the Bodhicitta, it is directed towards enlightenment. So like this. Those who like very much to practice the highest tantra, I think it's very important. There's need strong renunciation. In order to not become an obstacle, the practice, then I think you need very strong lamrim renunciation, and on top of that, you see, then if possible, bodhicitta. at least like this. To be able to become the practice of Tantra pure. So therefore the In other words, without lamrim, without the renunciation of samsara, the practice of tantra, it cannot become even dharma. But the practice of tantra, that individual person who practices tantra, cannot become even dharma without the renunciation, without the thought of renunciation. At least the renunciation, to this life. Any action actions of body, speech, mind, or even reciting prayer, even meditating on the mind, even looking at the mind, is a mind watching the mind. mind concentrating on the mind. Even that meditation, which is regarded very secret and very profound in some other traditions, even including that, the mind watching the mind, mind focused on the mind, even including that meditation and the reciting prayers, if it is done with the thought of the eightfold Dharma, the attachment, the thought seeking happiness for this life, to get power or to be healthy and to get power, you know, to have a long life, to get power, to be healthy, you know, not healthy so that you can benefit others, not with that thought. And to have power so that you can benefit others, to have long life so that you can benefit others, you know, to have wealth so that you can benefit others, nothing like this, but so that you can be happy, healthy so that you can be comfortable. But the behind the reason is to benefit others. Of course, that is a completely different motivation. But here, you see, oneself, you see, seeking all this with a self-centered mind, and you see, it has been clinging to this life. So, to get power, and to be firm, or to collect many disciples, or however the basic motivation to, you see, to say seeking happiness for oneself, happiness this life. So now, now, even doing prayers, even doing the action, you know, doing prayers,
even the Buddha's teachings, you know, words, but action of reciting prayers, and even the meditation, such as meditation, leave it, not only watching the, not only meditate on breath, but even what, even mind or what, mind, constant, mind concentrating on the mind. You know, mind concentrating on the mind, you know, looking at, not, of course, no question, if you meditate on the ultimate nature of the mind, that's no question. That's meditate on emptiness. But the conventional nature of the mind, just the mind watching the mind, but the but without renunciation, without lam rim, maintaining these things without lam rim. So now even these actions, even these meditations doesn't become dharma. Even these actions doesn't become dharma without lam rim. But the mind meditating, mind doing this meditation, if it's not lam rim, if it's not if it's not not possessed by the thought of renunciation, you see, not even the renunciation to this life, you know, which means done with the you know, thought of the eightfold dharmas. As I mentioned before, then even this, such as meditations or action reciting prayers, you know, does not become dharma. doesn't become dharma, doesn't become, you know, the virtue. Even though it has the benefit, even though due to the power of the words, man dwells in the words, has the power to have a long life. You know, even though you get power, due to their power, you can have a long life, cure disease, or to have wealth and so forth. Even they do, even by doing that, you die. You see, you do get those benefits, but your own action does not become dharma. It's like same as taking medicine, it can cure the disease, but doesn't your action taking medicine become dharma? If the mind taking medicine, that mind is not, you know, that mind is not, the thought of lam rim, another thought of renunciation, and nor bodhicitta, or, you know, the not mindfulness, the emptiness, thought of it in a right view. So, like that. So one can spend many years or whole life, you know, watching breath or the mind focusing on the mind watching the mind, you know, concentrating on the mind, but without the lam rim. But you see, mind which does that meditation is without lam rim. So if one doesn't know how to practice dharma, what the definition of dharma is, there's great danger that one can waste the whole life. One can waste the whole life believing that I've been practicing dharma, I've been retreating, I've been meditating for so many years, but actually, all has been kind of due to ignorance, it has been cheated one's own life. So therefore, the tantra is called result. Only, you see, with the lam rim, then, you see, then only proper way to practice is tantra, correct way, without danger, is with the lam, you know, with the preliminary, you see, with the mind, you see, that was possessed by lam rim, the renunciation of bodhicitta emptiness. So the tantra is called result, vehicle of the result, and the the paramedhyana is called a result of the cause. It's like this. So, so it is comparing. It is very good. It is very fortunate. It is very good. The attempting to, you know, having interest in meditation and to meditate, to have peace of mind, to have peace of mind, to have some. to have some calmness or peace of mind. But but as I mentioned before, mind during the meditation, if that doesn't have a lamrim, for example, renunciation, then the mind watching the mind, you know, concentrate on the mind, or such as this, it became just another cause of samsara. It just became another cause of samsara. If there is no emphasis of motivation, what is dharma, what is not dharma, what is cause of happiness, what is not cause of happiness, if there is no emphasis of, if there is no clarification into the point, the most important point, because what we are seeking is the happiness, not suffering. So if there is no emphasis, if there is no clarification in the teaching, if it's not conducted, by the teacher, meditation teacher, then so that, there's a great risk for the students or disciples that there's, you know, danger to waste all their life, even though they learn some technique, meditation technique, and spend the whole life in that. So, it's on a song Ramaji used to say that. So, the such as, you know, the meditating, you know, the stop having thoughts, thinking, is thinking nothing. Indeed, you say that the best thing what you can achieve is the formless realm, the infinite, infinite space, infinite in the consciousness, then nothingness, then tripped samsara. So there are four categories of formless realm. So which is the highest what you can achieve if with that is the formless realm, the nothingness. So it means it's just not a samsara realm. Then with that one might reborn as animal, very fool, but you try to stop your wisdoms. So so you may, which is, you say that one may reincarnate in the animal realm, you know, animal realm. The highest thing what you can achieve from that is the formless realm, the nothingness. So those are very important as advice to cut our ignorance in the practice. To know, see, to be able to discriminate, well, you see, the practice, meditation practice, what is correct and what is wrong, and the results, the shortcomings and the benefits. However, even seeking for peace of mind, but what the person is seeking is peace, not having peace without delusions, then see then the action, the action of meditation, then that becomes dharma. if the attitude is to be free from the peace by being free from delusions. peace, you know, the mind, you know, peace. Having stopped with rising the strong delusions, the peace having stopped the rising disturbing thoughts, then I think that correct motivation. But if it's if it's not like that, but peace according to attachment, peace according to the attachment, attachment cling the thought of the worldly dharma, you know, attachment cling to this life, peace according to that, that wouldn't be, you see, free from attachment. That wouldn't be free from delusions. The peace what that attitude is seeking wouldn't be peace from delusion, peace that was free from delusion. So therefore, again, here, if you analyze, so even that motivation, we need to check. So generally, it is extremely good that attempting to meditate just to have calmness, to have a calmness, to have some peace in the life. it's very good because if the person doesn't have that attitude, and then there wouldn't be interest in meditation. So therefore, that's the way to start. So it's very good, but if we compare to really the action meditation which becomes dharma, you see, mm. but which doesn't become cause of samsara, but which does not become cause of suffering, then you see again again the motivation of the meditation has to be even more say finer, say more pure. I just bring up this point just to analyze, just to check, to analyze. So the now the definition is the sacred mantra. the meaning of the mantra that this mantra doesn't mean the mantra, you know, the just the words what we recite like Om Mani Padme Hum and so forth. You see, it's not like that. One shouldn't think just this. One in the sacred mantra. The sacred mantra is the quick path to enlightenment. We should think the path, the tantra path, you know, the quick path to enlightenment. And so the mantra is protecting the mind. protecting the mind. Protecting the mind from what? Protecting the mind from the ordinary appearance, the ordinary impure, you know, appearance and concept. So this is the basic, this is the basic one in the lower tantra, and also this foundation in the highest tantra. Highest tantra is the generation state and completion state. Is it to achieve enlightenment? Okay. This is a very, this is the basic, practice. The practitioner of tantra then. Have to the fundamental practice is that as I mentioned yesterday, whatever appears, then one has practice, you know, pure look at pure the pure appearance. Like this, one has kept the mind in the pure mind. Then it's the basic thing. Basic thing in the generation state, in the practice of generation state. This is not the only thing in the in regards to generation state. So so that description doesn't need to be explained at the moment. So then it can be said that you stop the ordinary appearance of death, ordinary appearance of intermediate stages of rebirth, and then Then one practice at the result time. You see, the Dharmakaya, Sambhatkaya, Nimankaya. Practicing pure appearance in this way. However, the completion state, the meaning of the definition of the mantra there, is it? protecting the mind even from the ordinary, even from the subtle, the ordinary. This ordinary subtle mind in the wind, you know, protecting from the completion path, the highest on the completion path. How does that become? How does that have the meaning of the mantra? Protecting the mind, it protects from even the ordinary, impure, subtle mind in the wind. Then that makes the subtle mind in the wind completely pure. By completing by actualizing the gradual part of the completion state. So that is the meaning of mantra. You see, the achieving clear light in the illusory body, so forth. So the meaning of mantra according to the completion state. Even the meaning of the name mantra, you know, that includes the whole path to enlightenment. That includes the whole path to enlightenment. So then why it's called secret? Why it is called secret? if one doesn't practice, secretly means without revealing to the unreceptible beings, without revealing the secrecy, without revealing the tantra, you see, what one practice, without revealing to those whose mind is unreceptible. If you reveal, then unreceptible. So if you reveal, then it becomes dangerous to oneself and dangerous for the others. So one breaks samaya, and then become danger for one's own realization, then also danger for the others. So however, that so if one practice tantra secretly, with these samayas, and then you see, it is a much power, and one will quickly achieve the realizations of the Vajrayana path or the Sikha, the mental path. So what is? So, to mention a little bit the benefits of mantra. If one recites, by reciting the mantra even once, that it has a power to purify even the all the four the root falls, all the four root falls, For example, fully ordained monk who broke all the four basic vows, who received the four defeats, the having killed a human being, and the whole lie that while one doesn't have realization, saying that I have realization, then see, taking things ungiven, things that which are ungiven, then then the section of course, so even a fully ordained person who received the four defeat, even this very heavy, that which causes to reincarnate in the hot hell has eight categories. The very bottom one, the unbearable suffering state, that which lasts for one intermediate eon. So by reciting this mantra, even the compassion with this mantra, even once, that is power to purify this, even such a heavy, or the somebody who has received all this, drop all this four precepts, you know. Then, of course, it depends. So, having strong faith in the benefit of mantra, and then reciting with the motivation, with the motivation of the citta, so forth. So the of course, if the attitude is much, much more pure, then of course it has the reciting mantra even one time has a greater and greater power for, you see, of purification. Then also that it purifies the five, the very heavy karma, the five uninterrupted karma, having killed father, mother, arhat, caused blood Buddha, caused disunity among the Sangha, so for these things. Then by reciting seven times, the negative karmas accumulated for, negative karmas accumulated 100 lifetimes in the past, they get purified. Then by reciting 21 times, that it purifies 1,000 eons negative karma. Then if one recites that 108 times, that means one mala, then it has the power to purify the 40,000 eons made karma. Then, of course, then no question. even such as animal, what at the time of death, the animal say, if one recites the compassion Buddha's mantra in the ear, then right after the mind leaves the body, immediately able to reincarnate in the human deva realms, in the human realm or deva realm. So, and also it is mentioned generally compassion Buddha himself promised that said this way, may I not become enlightened if person who always recites this my mantra at the time of death, if some uh, There's some number mentioned, that is the number, exactly. All these Buddhas, you know, doesn't guide that person. At the time of death, if that doesn't happen, may I not become enlightened. Person who recites this mantra, my mantra, if, all the time, this person's, if this person's wishes doesn't become true, doesn't become actualized, may not become enlightened. So, Vaishnava Buddha himself, you see, met prayer or promised like this. That so any need karma can get purified by reciting this compassionate mantra. Any even need karma. so there happened many stories. Those who are engaged, people who engaged in different need karmas, even need karmas, then generously advised them to recite the mantra. Then they were able to go to pure land. Instead of, before they were going to reborn the lower realms. Then after having done much compassion and recited so much the compassion Buddha's mantra. So things like that, their many stories happened. So, by reciting this mantra, that one accumulated merit like sky, inconceivable merits. It says that in the morning, one get up in the early morning, then with the proper motivation, motivation dharma, then if one recite 108 times, one will receive 10 benefits in this life. All the time, the healthy body, not have disease, then you are always protected by devas and buddhas. Then, or easily able to find the needs, able to easily find the means of living, the material needs. food, jewels and the clothing and so forth, then able to subdue the enemy. Enemy's mind gets subdued, and so that one doesn't have fear. Then one gets respected by others. One will say, mm. And that may not be only now, but but also in the future. And then one will achieve. So this is talking according to the countries where, you know, where it talks about caste. So like particularly in the East. So one will achieve higher caste. living in the attics. Then one will be free from poison, danger of poisons, spirit harm, those possessions. Then one will have as you know scented smell to the body. natural. It's not talking about scented smell from perfume from the shop, but it's natural scented smell coming from us of natural from the body. Then everybody is happy with you. that other people do not have bad thoughts towards you. That you, there is no people who are saying, who are talking to you, you know, hurting, displeasing words. Then also one become free from a chronic disease, contagious disease. Then one get liberated from the untimely death. Then also one will achieve the four other qualities. At the time of death, you will see Buddha. Then that time light comes. Light comes from your body. light in the sky, light on the, you know, also not only light in the sky, and there happened light coming from the body. So in Lhasa, there's one old mother beggar who spent her life reciting Om Mani Padme Hum and lived the life begging. But when she died in the street, so white light came from her body, which is the definite proof that she, her consciousness, you know, she went in the pure land. Her consciousness went in pure land. In the pure land of the Buddha. So in many of the pure, in some of the pure land, then there, one can become enlightened. So one receives, also it's on a song Rinpoche, it's on a song Rinpoche, mentioned, still same outside, it's still prison, the building is still prison. No change, but inside, they say, monks live and they do, they did intensive study on those five you know main scriptures, the Buddha's teachings, the five major scripture, the sutra, the major scripture, the Buddha's teaching. So one Bhutanese family, mother died, so invited Rinpoche to power, transferring consciousness in the pure land, the special technique. So Rinpoche did power and
So white light came from her head, you know. So that was a definite sign that the person, she went to the Pure Land. So then one also then at the time of death, one receives offerings from devas. Then in any life, never goes to the lower realm. Other one gets reborn in the Amitabha Pure Land. Amitabha Pure Land. once one is reincarnated in the Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land, the blissful realm, then it is impossible to, from there, then it's finished reincarnating in the lower realm. One may come back from there to the world to benefit others, to teach Dharma, to benefit others. But however, it's impossible to, since from that time, it's impossible to reincarnate in the lower realms. So however, either one gets reincarnated in the Pure Land, or the realm of the happy, my great ribbon. Then one will eat Buddha Bodhisattvas, qualities that which leads to the liberation to enlightenment. Then also one will not experience the 15 bad way of dying. One will achieve 15, benefits. Like one die due to famines, due to punishment by the king, one die due to poison, due to weapons in a war, or attacked by the vicious animal, tiger and snake, so forth. Or one die due to water flood, drowned, or due to fire. So due to car, due to airplane crash, you know, due to fire, or the house being burned fire, or car, so things like that. one experience death due to fire, danger of fire and water, so forth. Then also harmed by spirits. One die, you know, harmed by spirits, harmed, possessed or harmed by spirits. One won't be, at the time of death, the mind won't be distracted. one won't commit suicide. Which has got a heavy karma, one will reincarnate in the countries where there's Dharma King. So which means there's Dharma King, then there's Dharma in the country. There's freedom to practice Dharma. Like those British countries,
like in the past in the, you know, in the Tibet, the when Tibet was independent, when Dharma King, you know, his own Dalai Lama, the embodiment of compassion, Buddha. So, where there was opportunity to practice the whole entire teaching of the Buddha, preserved for so many years, and actualized, and the numberless beings become enlightened. So, because of that, now those high lamas and geshes, so forth, able to spread, able to bring in the including extenders, so able to say bring or able to spread in the nowadays so much in the even in the West, able to have you know, light, say, able to have light of Dharma, which place where which has been dark for in the past so long. Always one of the incarnated in the virtuous country, where there are iron beings living, where there are good virtues, where there are perfect guru, where one can find perfect guru, virtuous friend, then one will achieve perfect, you know, one will have perfect organ. Then one will like, one will, not only that, one will, from your own side, you will like virtue. That having very subdued mind, having very subdued the actions, and then living in the, then one will live in the morality. That then one will have many helpers. Many helpers, servants, or many or helpers. Then also well, many wealth. Respected by others. Then whatever one needs, what one receives, whatever one needs, and so one's wishes get quickly succeed. Then one will have a happy mind. even the nagas, devas, all of them, they will guard you. you are able to see Buddha, and you are able to realize profound meaning of emptiness. And then you are able to generate compassion, bodhicitta, to others. Tears falling down due to very unsurpassable for compassion. Remembering qualities. Remembering the qualities of the triple gems, the mind is so happy, and having the devotion for triple gems, then you have to develop wisdom. Then mind is free from unrighteous thought. The one has a devotion to the scriptures. So, like this rebirth, you know, has all these qualities, who receives all these, you know, good things. So one will reincarnate like this again and again and again. mind is
Two nuns who helped her to go to go down to circumambulate the stupa. So the incarnation who took care of her. So the incarnation when she came to the Manali, so the two nuns who took care of her in the past life, this incarnation, the little child able to immediately able to recognize and she told us how they are. But the rest of the nuns that didn't have a connection in the past, when he feels shy or doesn't talk. However, that one Sherpa family who lives in Kathmandu, who is a very close friend of my mother, I don't remember the name, Uncle Wa or something. So, so when he heard, so one day he decided, while he's building a house, he stopped building a house and he went to meet the incarnation of my mother with my brother who lives down there. So, as soon as this person, Mingmo or Uncle or something, I'm not forgetting exactly. So this person, as soon as he came, my mother's incarnation's house, which is very close to Lao Tzu. So as soon as he sat down, then this incarnation, the mother, incarnation mother, said she. Maybe tea or wine or whatever. Then the incarnation immediately mentioned his name. Immediately mentioned his name and his head. So, that person was the extremely close friend that my mother liked very much. So the short man. Immediately he grabbed the incarnation and he cried. But didn't expect. And it became kind of a shock to him. Didn't expect that the incarnation could remember his name. So however, having such a clear memory and again able to think on a human being and having clear memory, according to my own understanding, according to my own understanding, that is, because in our past life, he used to recite Om Mani Padme Hum. He told me that he used to recite 50,000 Om Mani Padme Hum every day. She herself told me, but the year when she's going to, I don't remember exactly, but the year that she's going to pass away, she said, now I cannot recite that much, but in the past I've been reciting every day 50,000, so half of the, so from 100,000 half every day she's been reciting half of that. So I think there is recitation mantra, basically the mantra has a benefit. That is, he took to have a clear mind and to be able to remember past and to be able to see future. So I think the result, why there's such a clear mind, is a result of having decided, conversing with this mantra so much. And then able to reincarnate again human being, and that She drew ordination from his nest, Ling Rinpoche, with other sanghas. They maybe still some among the old sanghas. There might be some sanghas here, even here, who took ordination at the same time, both Gaya. So, due to pure morality and having such the compassion with the mantra, it's my own thinking is that it's the result of those two. So like that. So if one has clear will, then it could recite at the same time recite mantra and turn the prayer will if one has like that. However, the main purpose is to develop compassion. With one's mind, to be able to have realization, both the citta, the draw of the mind, path, enlightenment, that will be source for all the happiness, success for oneself, and for happiness, all the success of all the numberless, not the numberless sentient beings. About the initiation used. However, now the time become much time to say shorter, so just leave that part outline for the previous outlines. So, I'm not going to go to details about the dreams, the good dreams, the bad dreams, the inauspicious dreams, whatever. So I'm not going to go through those details. It takes time. So, however, if in case it happened in our special dreams, that then then think that by doing the by giving the tarmac the interference, the obstacles are dispelled. One should generate faith. Then also, whatever appeared in the dream. It is the appearance of the hallucinated mind. something real appeared in the view of that mind. But in reality, it is not there. Same thing in our daytime. Everything, the way they appear, something real there. There means on the base. Something real at that place, something real on that base. There's an eye on the aggregates. That's wrong. That is a hallucination. There is a table on the base of the table. That is a hallucination. So something is there. That is a hallucination. Something is there on the base. So there is a table on the base. There is a table on the base of the table. That is a hallucination. There's an eye on these aggregates. Believing that the eyes are labeled, that eyes are labeled on these aggregates, So there's on this other day, that is hallucination. I have labeled on this object, and that is I, so there is I on this object, that is a hallucination. So, anything that appears to us that we believe it is there, all this, such as there, so all these are hallucinations. False, all these are false. When we analyze, it is not there. Nothing exists there. Nothing exists there on that base. Even the base doesn't exist on that base. On, you see, base which is labeled relating to the other base, its own base. So, so when we do not analyze, when we do not analyze, when we let our mind to be hallucinated, looks like it is there. But the minute when we start to analyze whether it is there or not, whether the table is on the base or not, whether the even the merely labeled table you cannot find on the base of the table, how are you going to find the real table? The table, the table appearing not merely labeled, but mind, this real table, if we cannot find even the merely labeled table, that merely labeled table which exists in your room, which exists in this Gomba, but you can't find on the base of the table. on the group of collections of the parts, one cannot find the merely labeled table, but how you can find how you can find the real table, the appearing not merely labeled by the mind. No way. That doesn't exist, neither on the base nor anywhere. So like this, in there. So all this, anything that appears to us, it is there. So you see, all these are false view. All these are hallucination. So therefore, including the I self, there's I on these aggregates. Including that, there's I on these aggregates. You see, in this body or on these aggregates, including there's I there on these aggregates. What we believe that there's I on these aggregates, there's I on these aggregates, see, on this aggregate, which is the base. something which is found, so foundable. which it looks like. that itself is a mistaken view. Because when you look, you cannot find there. So however, including the eye,